Welcome to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author, Christine Carlson. Chris shares don't sweat wisdom to help you achieve greater mental health, self-compassion, and better communication with family, friends, and coworkers. Listen in and learn simple ways to live your most vibrant life of joy.
Hi, and welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. Before we begin today, I have an amazing friend with me sitting here, right here with me live. But before we begin, let's go ahead and take our golden pause. So wherever you are, sit comfortably if you can. If not, and you're doing an activity, just use this as a deep breathing exercise to just get very focused, very engaged in whatever it is you're doing. But if you can, sit comfortably, lean back against something, and just place your palms open on your lap and begin to breathe. Breathing in through your nose, allowing your chest and your belly to fully expand, taking in the fullness of your breath. On the exhale, just release, relax, let go. Breathing in pure golden sunlight to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. Just exhale. Release and sink into your breath, into your body. Breathing in pure golden sunlight, pure golden sunlight to every cell of your being. Place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, opening your heart, and spend a moment thinking of one thing you feel grateful for. It could just be the simplest thing. But as you focus on that beautiful gratitude, allow yourself to fill with golden gratitude from the top of your head to the tips of your fingers and your toes. And just continue to exhale, release, and relax. And breathing in pure golden gratitude to every cell of your being, allow your heart to fill with joy that gratitude brings. And on the exhale, just continue to release and let go of what doesn't serve you well. And breathing in pure golden gratitude through your core, through your heart, through your mind. On the exhale, just allow yourself to be present in your body, in your breath, in that beautiful feeling that's coming with gratitude. In this time, as you fill your entire being with golden gratitude, every cell of your being, on the exhale, just allow that gratitude to wash over you like a cascading waterfall of pure joy. And breathing in pure golden gratitude again to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. On the exhale, allow it to wash over you again like a cascading waterfall of pure joy. And taking one last deep breath in of pure golden gratitude on the exhale, go ahead and open your eyes. Well, today on the podcast, I have a wonderful, wonderful friend who is sitting with me here. We're seated in Sea Ranch, California. It's Alexa Fisher. Alexa.
Hi, honey.
Hi. Go ahead.
It is a complete pleasure to be here, and I just adore you, and this place is truly magical.
It is. And so we are seated at Sea Ranch, California. We're kind of hidden down in a lower room in the house because we've just completed a What Now retreat. And Alexa came so graciously to lead us through some amazing wishing and wishes and her beautiful meditations and some incredible art projects. And so because we're doing the connection series, I thought, Alexa, just come downstairs with me. Let's talk how to connect to our wishes. So I'm going to let Alexa just riff on with you on how to connect to your wishes and all the things that are in your deepest longing and your heart's desire. And because she's the wish lady and the wish bead lady, and we'll talk more about that, but I'm gonna turn it over to Alexa right now.
Well, thank you, Chris. It is such a true pleasure to be here. And of course, I adore you, and I am literally basking in the glow of this phenomenal retreat. We spent 2.5 days at Sea Ranch. Chris has this remarkable ability to create spaces where people feel so safe to go so deep in the most profound ways. And I truthfully didn't think that, you know, after 2.5 days, we could all really connect on that deep level, both with ourselves and with one another. But here we are, all radiating the beautiful energy created here. And I think that that's really the heart of a wish. We learn about wishing in society almost as a throwaway, something that, you know, you think about that kind of delights you for just a split of a second when you're blowing out birthday candles or you're tossing pennies into a fountain. But really, a wish is an invitation to deeply connect with your heart, your heart's desire. And each of us has a magnificent desire that we came here with. That's my philosophy, that we came to this planet with. And inside our heart is almost like a treasure map. And if you can just take that time to quiet your mind, to open up your imagination, to melt your doubt and any concepts that you have of feeling less than or it's impossible, and just let it fade away and open up a space of possibility to ask yourself, what is my wish now? And with that invitation, perhaps a movie begins to play in your mind's eye of a moment in time where everything feels just right. Because there's no such thing as one wish or three wishes. You can actually wish as many times as you want. But our beings, our bodies, our souls, our minds, we know what we want. And I feel like there's a part of us that's just waiting for us to ask that question. What is your wish? And when you can open up that channel, and when you can give yourself permission to imagine a moment where everything is just right, you're already living your wish, you can glean such important insights into what your heart is longing to call in right now. A wish is not a destination for you to feel longingly that, oh, I'm just going to be sad until I achieve this wish. Instead, a wish is a window to what you're ready to allow yourself to call in. But just by envisioning it, by connecting to that energy, by feeling the delight of it, you're actually changing the chemistry in your body right now. There's a part of you that's already living that experience. In the same way, let's say you're wanting to take a wonderful trip to Kyoto, Japan. And when you go to the computer to start researching the places you want to visit and the food that you want to eat and the place where you want to stay, your body literally ignites with excitement as those images fill your imagination, as you start to figure out the details. A part of you is already living the vacation. And your wish is the same. But it begins with you asking that question. And when you do, and you start to see the movie, and you start to really own that, the next step is to write it down. And when you write it down, you can expand on the creative expression in that and fill it in with details and more images and feelings and putting it in present tense language like it's already happening. And allow yourself to literally build your own treasure map, all of the details that you are ready to call into your life. On one hand, you can drink from that energy by just connecting to the vision when you close your eyes, before you go to bed, the first thing when you wake up in the morning, throughout the day. But also, that treasure map of your wish contains really critical details that you can actually literally bring into your life right now. And for me, when I have led, and I've led many, many, many wish circles, that's what we did here at the What Now Retreat. It's what I've done in schools. It's what I've done corporations. A wish circle is an opportunity to just have that experience. But what I find over and over again with the participants is that even if they glean one tiny thing, it's a window. It's a pin in the map of what you're ready to claim in your life. And one participant here shared with me, and I don't think she would mind me sharing with you, that something that emerged for her in her vision was a Ferris wheel. And it didn't make any sense to her at the time. That's what she saw, a Ferris wheel. And when we spoke about it a little bit, and I asked her what a Ferris wheel meant to her, she shared that it really symbolized fun, and it symbolized colors, and it symbolized joy. And she recognized that something that had been hidden in her heart, or something that she was aware of, was this idea of wanting to add more play into her life. And so that Ferris wheel was an invitation to her to open her heart up and open up her activities to just more fun. So I encouraged her to take it one step further and find a picture of a Ferris wheel that really spoke to her, that maybe was similar to the one that she imagined, and put it as a screensaver on her phone. The next morning, so she did, and the next morning, she runs up to me with like twinkles in her eyes, and she's like, oh my gosh. When I woke up, I grabbed my phone, and boom, that Ferris wheel is there. And it just made me so happy. And that is simply an example of how your wish, number one, is wonderfully specific to you. Number two, you can do it anytime, any place at all. And number three, when you claim it and bring it into the physical realm by writing it or having an image of it or a bracelet of it or whatever the case may be, you are building this momentum, this anchoring your wish intention and putting it in real life. Then what happens? The universe meets that intention by bringing that experience to you, by letting that energy, that flow of your wish, create more and more of what you are ready to experience in your life. And that's what I'm committed to doing in this world, is really teaching people wishing as a wellness modality, wishing as a way into your heart and into your greatest strength and joy and even contribution to this world.
Oh my gosh, Alexa, that was so beautiful. I always go back and forth between calling Alexa.
You can call me anything you want.
No. But that was so beautifully done. And can you tell everyone a little bit about your wish beads and your wish totems and your life, your live wishing activities that somebody might join you on? And where can they find you?
Thank you. Yes, I have a company called Wish Beads, and you can find me at wishbeads.com. And the first idea was a paper bead making bracelet. It's a kit that you have everything you need to write your wish down in delicious detail, roll that paper up, glue it, and cut it into paper beads. I've had the immense honor of bringing this experience to the What Now retreat and into the Breathe retreat, which we are doing together as part of Jamie Cole's experience in Freedom, New Hampshire. And I am doing them in wish circles in yoga studios at Unplugged Meditation in Los Angeles, and even for private parties. I also have an intention setting jewelry line. So it's gemstone beads and a beautiful brass cylinder where you...
They're gorgeous, by the way.
Chris always shares them, and I just am so... they're really quite beautiful. But you write your wish on a piece of paper the size of a fortune cookie, you roll it up, and you tuck it inside the cylinder. So you have your wish as a wearable reminder throughout the day. And nobody knows what's inside except for you. And these are experiences, too, that I'm bringing into companies and I'm bringing into schools.
They make for great baby showers, bridal showers. I'm pretty incredible that you could do this collective experience with a group that you love and then create and connect to all of your wishes together. That's really a cool idea. I think doing it for a bridal shower or party or birthday party, really incredible idea.
Yeah. And for people who do want to go deeper, I have the guided visualization is available for free online. So it really truly has everything that you need. And one thing that I forgot to mention was I wrote a book called Wish Work. And so after you make your wishes, it's a 21-day experience that can be an email sequence. But I also wrote a book of the same name. And the idea is simply to do simple activities that I prompt you to do, and you like notice smiles during the day or notice the lyrics of a song, and you're connecting to your wishes. You're starting to see that there's more coming in your life that are coincidences that help you build momentum, and you literally will see for yourself that you're capable of making your wishes come true. And now I'm really committed to bringing the teaching of wishing to the world. Wish beads jewelry was featured on The View and Good Morning America. And it's really been kind of a phenomenon. But now I'm doing more experiences. I have wish walks that I teach. We did an experience here at the retreat where we build wish totems, which is objects in nature that we're tucking our wishes inside, bundling them together in beautiful creations that, again, you can have as a physical reminder. But I feel like I'm just getting started. I'm really truly the wish lady.
Oh, yeah. And what is your website? Where can people find you?
Wishbeads.com. You can also learn more about my work at alexafisher.com and on Instagram at wishbeads.official.
And that's Alexa, FISCHER.com.
Indeed. FISCHER. And I'm sure all of your Alexa devices are now going off. Welcome to my world.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Come back again. Don't sweat the small stuff. We are living the big stuff. Thank you. And we will be listening and connecting to our wishes. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author and beloved teacher, Christine Carlson. Learn more about Christine's upcoming retreats, online courses, public speaking events, and more at christinecarlson.com and don'tsweat.com.